This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Update. This is our second update for July 22nd, 2021. Today, we'll talk just very quickly about jobless claims in 4 or 5 points. Jobless claims popped back up this last week to 419,000. That's the largest rise in a little bit. It's higher by 50,000 than last week. It's not necessarily viewed as a big sign one way or the other. The average for the month is still far, far better than the averages for months were over the last several months and over the course of the pandemic. It is a second note, the people that are receiving ongoing benefits fell 1.3 million to 12.6 million people. So there's still 12.5 million people in the country receiving ongoing jobless and unemployment benefits of some sort. But you do have to look at it and say this is down from the peak of June 2020 of 33 million. So moving in the right direction, though not as fast as some people would like, as there's still tremendous labor shortages and other issues. But there's also real good reasons keeping some people out of the workforce. They can't find childcare, their schools won't be open, they can't get their kids to camp. A whole number of reasons that keep a lot of people home that can't work because of different circumstances. Michigan had the worst uptick in unemployment, and largely due to auto manufacturing slowing down to chip shortages. So that itself is fascinating. A fourth issue and a positive point is in June, employers added 850,000 jobs throughout the country. That was a good increase in jobs added, even though we're continuing to see, you know, jobless claims be not insignificant each new claims for joblessness not be insignificant each week. I think the fascinating backstory to all this stuff is, what do these numbers mean for Fed tapering of bond buying and Fed raising interest rates? The uptick in new claims for joblessness probably just does another thing to sort of soften the push on the Fed to raise rates or to stop buying so many government bonds. And just a fascinating thing to watch. On a totally different note, we recorded a different podcast today on Blackstone having a magnificent second quarter, as did many private equity funds. Its assets under management rose to $684 billion, a big number by anybody's count. Also thrilled to see the Becker Private Equity podcast rise to number 31 on Apple's all-time list of business podcasts. And I know we're number 31, doesn't have the ring of we're number one. It doesn't have the ring of Avis, we try harder, but still thrilled to see it grow so much. And thank you to remarkable help from Executive Podcasting Services. Thank you.